We've called this Don't Close Your Eyes because radio theater goes through its resurgences and reentrant instances, and people across the country perform it. Of course, there's Garrison Keillor does some, but also lots of community theaters across the country have. And at the start of every tape I've ever heard, at the start of every video I've ever seen online, they always say, sit back and close your eyes and let your imagination take you away. And radio is all about making the picture in your head, but I think you can use your imaginations while you're watching it going on up here, because there's so much really fun stuff that happens in the doing of one of these programs that we really think you'll like seeing it. So sit back, and whatever you do, don't close your eyes.
Your transmographic radio helmetrons, junior space cadets, and prepare yourselves for more intergalactic adventure with Rocket Red of the Confederated Order of Planetary Societies. That's right! Hickory Chicory Coffee presents another invisible wireless wave transmission of the futuristic exploits of Rocket Red, her trusty pal Andromeda, and their incredible autonomic robot Chombleepy! Join us this week for the adventure that we call the Ridicularium of Dr. Fang.
Bleepy!
Beep-bop-boop.
Yes, Rocket Red.
Please ready a communication to Central Space Command.
No need. I am receiving an incoming signal from Central Space Command now.
What? Willikers, Rocket Red! What do you think the Central Space Command wants this time? Averting a supernova disaster? Rebel factions in the outer planets that need ferreting out?
I'm sure we'll find out soon enough, Andromeda. Remember, patience is a virtue.
Stay in school, never do drugs, and always respect your elders.
Well done, chum. You'll make Space Cadet Second Class in record time with that attitude.
Golly gee whiz! Thanks, Rocket Red!
Incoming subspace bleep radio signal.
Put it on the plasmatic screen, Bleepy.
Good hello, Rocket Red. My name is Chauncey Avon, Official Central Command Bookkeeper First Class, Accounting Division.
Oh, no!
What is it, Rocket Red? Are you getting another medal?
I'm afraid not, Andromeda. I'm afraid that it's time...
Time for your annual review, yes, indeed. I know you space adventuring types who gallivant around the universe view it as an annoyance, but I assure you it is a vital component of keeping the Central Order of Planetary Societies running smoothly and efficiently.
Hey! Don't you talk down to my pal, fella! I've got a good mind to throw on my anti-grav boots and kick you in the chin!
Now. There's no call for that kind of attitude. I'm sure we can show Mr. Avon the proper respect afforded to all visitors of Central Command.
I will ignore your insubordinate attitude and chalk it up to your youthful vigor, Andromedus Jackson. Please, prepare your ship for boarding.
Bleepy is worried. Beep-bop-boo.
Have no fear, Bleepy. You are a fully justified expense under Central Command Protocol.
Plus, you're our buddy, and Space Cadet always looks out for her buddies.
And
always finishes their milk and calls their mom on weekends when not fighting space battles and votes Alliance Party.
That's right, chum. This must be our guest now. How do you do, Mr. Avon?
Please, Captain Red, call me Chauncey. This will be mostly a formality, as your reputation as a bastion of courage and honor precedes you.
That's more like it, nerd!
Ahem. We will, however, have to go over your debentures for the current fiscal year, both lunar and general galactic calendar.
Could we maybe do this later? I have a conflict in the Argyle system that requires my urgent attention.
Rocket Red, I thought you said a space cadet never tells fibs.
You have never had to do an annual review with these laser pencil pushers. It's a torture, worse than attending the sulfur operas with the bagpipe people of Stentius IV.
Why are you two hunched over that console?
Sorry, had to check the space radar thing. Where were we?
You were about to explain the urgent conflict you had to attend to.
Right! The gargoyle system.
I thought you said the Argyle system.
Oh, this is why a space cadet never fibs, Andromeda.
So I presume you're ready to look over these spreadsheets.
So ready.
I see here that you have an expenditure for 15 more plasma-seeking missiles than are usually allotted to a fighting ship of this class. Can you justify the increase?
Listen, bub, when you have to face off against a slavering band of Groove fighter ships in the total darkness at the edge of space, you'll be begging for more than 15 missiles.
I'm afraid that this is a matter of policy, Cadet Third Class. If we make an exception for you, suddenly everyone will have some kind of an emergency. What was that?
We have an emergency.
One requiring missiles?
Beep, bop.
Shields at 85% effectiveness.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, friend.
Shields at 65% effectiveness.
Perhaps we should do this review at a later, more convenient date.
I think you better wait before making your exit, Chauncey. A lot of baddies just love shooting down little private transports like yours.
Incoming subspace radio signal. Boop.
Greetings, Rocket Red. I am Dr. Fang.
I'm afraid that I've had enough visitors for today. Could you perhaps come back next week?
Oh, of course. I'll just have my social secretary contact your social secretary. Let me just press this button here. Oh, dear! That was another of my atomic missiles!
Boop! Shields at 45%.
I think it would behoove you to surrender now, Rocket Red.
While I do know the meaning of the word surrender, I choose to deny its very existence, Dr. Fang.
Do you know the meaning of the word oblivion?
Does anyone know the meaning of the word truce? Now, Dr. Fang, you're a woman who's attained a high degree. I'm sure you're capable of reason. What exactly is it that you want?
What do I want? Well, that's easy. Complete control of the galaxy. And only one person stands in my way. You, Rocket Red.
I'm flattered.
But I am not an unreasonable woman. If you surrender your battlecruiser to me right now, I may let you see the diabolical process via which I shall seize control of all mankind.
I find that an acceptable offer.
You coward! A space cadet never gives up and never surrenders and always makes sure to monitor their atomic pile and helps old ladies across the street.
Dr. Fang, I must confer with my crew. I shall tender my reply in 2 minutes.
You have 30 seconds.
You drive a hard bargain.
You have no idea. Shut down your main engines in 30 seconds or I shall terminate our negotiations. Permanently. And don't try anything funny.
Time to try something funny. Andromeda, power up the secondary weapons console.
Roger.
Bleepy, get ready to remotely jettison Chauncey's transport vehicle on my mark.
Aye, Captain.
Wait, what?
I'm going to blast your ship off like we are making an escape. While Dr. Fang's attention is focused on blowing it up, we'll launch a sneak attack.
I need that ship to get back.
Now, believe you me, I'd like nothing better than to be free of your company, but I fear you're going to be our guest for a bit longer. Bleepy, jettison on my mark.
Meanwhile, aboard the massive battlecruiser of Dr. Fang...
Corporal McCaffrey.
Yes, Doctor!
When Rocket Red surrenders her ship, I want a strike team ready to board. They can shoot to kill if offered any resistance. Got that?
How do you know she'll surrender?
She has a fatal flaw. Her love for her crew. She won't jeopardize their lives when she can lay down her own.
I hope you know what you're doing.
What did you just say?
All due respect, I meant...
I think if you were truly aware of the respect due me, you would think twice before saying anything, Corporal McCaffrey. You don't want to end up like your brother... You remember the screaming?
And the begging!
And the lingering stench of burning vinyl and Jovian bacon? All that was left was an eyeball stalk in a jar. Not exactly something you want to bring home to family dinner, is it?
Absolutely not. I apologize for my outburst. It won't happen again.
I'm sure it won't. Otherwise, you too will experience my ridicularium. What are they trying now, McCaffrey?
They appear to be making an escape in a small transport vessel, Dr. Fang.
I'm disappointed in you, Rocket Red. Very well. Prepare to fire missiles on my command. Fire!
Transports destroyed, Dr. Fang!
I'd so hope to test my ridicularium on a specimen as extraordinary as Rocket Red. But now nothing and no one stands in the way of my quest for total dominion.
I somehow find it hard to believe that Rocket Red could be so easily eliminated, Dr. Fang.
Bah! I tire of your doubt and pessimism, McCaffrey. I shall retire to my lab. There's science to be done.
Meanwhile, back aboard Rocket Red's battlecruiser.
It worked! Now, while they're distracted, Andromeda, fire secondary missiles right after I fire primary weapons.
You got it, Cap.
Looks like we gave her what for, Rocket Red?
Ooh. Enemy shields appear temporarily disabled.
But we don't have any more firepower to finish them off. If only we had more missiles.
Then we'll have to do this the old-fashioned way.
Bleepy, looks like we'll have to pay Dr. Fang a visit. Ready the rocket suits.
At once. Boop.
Whoa. I'm not going aboard that thing.
I've got news for you, Chauncey. In about another half minute, Dr. Fang is going to turn her attention back here. A quick life form scan will tell her all she needs to know. We have no more weapons and not much in the way of shields. We must strike while the atomic engine is hot.
I'm not even certified for rocket suit travel.
You'll catch on fast! Or get lost in the vastness of space!
I'm anxious to return to my experiments.
I just ran a lifeform scan of Rocket Red's battlecruiser, and...
They're still on it?
Yes.
You were right to test the outcome of our results, Colonel McCaffrey. Science demands rigor and constant questioning. We must always keep that in mind.
Thank you, Dr. Fang!
Don't thank me. Thank science. It reminds us that we must always be rational and factual.
Indeed!
You and your brothers are a constant disappointment, McCaffrey. Now look what you've done! You've made a terrible mess, and now I have to go blow up Rocket Red myself.
Here we go, Kevin! All set up and ready to go! Gosh, I hate to leave behind my rubber ducky collection.
That's the life of a space cadet, chum. After all, I'll have to leave all my medals and commendations.
I guess we'll just have to get more, eh?
Indeed, my little friend. Now, everyone, suit up and get here to the airlock with me. All right, we haven't got much time before they get anywhere close to us.
Is that the end of our intrepid heroine and her plucky pals? Will the universe be controlled by the addled mind of the nefarious Dr. Fang? No! We'll have the answers after this! Oh. Hey, kids. You know, nothing gets you ready for a hard day of school and play like a steaming hot cup of Hickory Chicory coffee. It's caffeine-erific. 4 out of 5 doctors say that coffee is a better source of energy than grapefruit, root beer, or even cigarettes. Hickory Chicory coffee is the only coffee with that added flavor of the Deep South. An all-American drink for the all-American, red-baiting, Eisenhower-loving lad or lass. That's Hickory Chicory Coffee. It's caffeine-erific. And now, Fantastical Adventures of Rocket Red. When we last left our intrepid band of adventurers, they were making a daring escape from their battlecruiser to the enormous flying fortress of Dr. Fang. Join us now for Act Two, The Belly of the Beast.
We're almost there!
Sweet mustache, Rocket Red! I can't believe we just got out of there before the atomic missiles hit!
I can't believe how many forms I'm going to have to fill out to explain the loss of my transport.
We all have our battles, Chauncey. Baby, use your plasma torch attachment to burn a hole in the hull here.
Roger. Beep.
Right through here, everyone. All right. I think we best stick together. However, there's no way we're going to be able to move fast enough with you in tow, Chauncey.
Hey, I'll have you know that I passed the written exams for proficiency in blaster guns, rifles, and grenades. Just the, practical exams were a bit iffy.
How iffy?
I may have shot two instructors.
Gracious!
Not fatally. Well, not entirely fatally.
How do you shoot someone not entirely fatally?
Listen, you pernicious, pesky piece of problematic polemicism. You better pull your pretty proboscis out of my puss.
I believe it's time that everyone calm down. Especially you, Chauncey. That's no way for a representative of the COPS to behave.
I'm sorry. When I get riled up, I alliterate.
We must keep our wits about us. There could be danger at every turn. We have to figure out what dastardly doings Dr. Fang has up her lab coat sleeve.
I think we better try to find her central lair and see what all this fuss is about.
Capital idea, Andromeda. Which is why we must never...
I propose we split up. Make use of our superior numbers.
The ship is huge. There's no way we outnumber the crew.
The more of them there are, the less the chance they have of seeing us. I see no downside to this plan. I shall explore the corridor this way. You can head down the opposite direction. We can stay in communication on our risk radio frequencyometers.
It's much too dangerous to use those on board. Dr. Fang may have some kind of monitoring system.
It's settled then. I will contact you on the 14 kilohertz signal.
Bleepy, you'd better go keep an eye on him. Do not use your frequencyometer unless there is an emergency.
Beep. Do I have to?
I'm afraid that's an order, trusty machine.
Boop. As you command.
Thank goodness we have machines to do all those tedious tasks for us.
Yes, Andromeda. But remember, just like your ray gun or plasmometer, they must be kept in tip-top shape with regular maintenance.
Of course! So, where should we start our search?
It's a well-known fact that 92.64% of all mad scientists keep their labs near the center of the ship for maximum security.
Gee whiz! Is there anything you don't know?
Yes, chum. Just what it is the fiendish Dr. Fang is up to. And the sooner we find that out, the sooner we can save the galaxy! Quickly, this way!
Open the master valve. Lower the cylinder into position. Set the enterocitor to 83 degrees. It's such a tiresome process, but a woefully necessary one, isn't it, my soon-to-be thawed-out servant? When I mastered the art of human cloning, they called me mad! When I created hybrid lizard man clones, they branded me insane! But when I unleashed that army of lizard clones onto my detractors, they saw once and for all who is insane, and it is I! But that is merely prelude to my greatest invention of all, the Reticularium. It took extensive planning and the lives of dozens of lizard man clones before it was perfected, but at last, I am ready to enslave the galaxy and bend it to my will. What is taking this machine so long? Honestly, how long does it really take to thaw out a lizard man clone? Excellent. Welcome back to surface, Colonel McCaffrey.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope you don't disappoint like your brothers have, though I'm sure you shall. But I should not start this new phase of our relationship on a negative note. Especially not when I am on the very cusp of controlling every humanoid planet.
Good for you, Dr. Fang.
It is, isn't it? I have defeated Rocket Red in space combat. The reticularium is fully functional. Would you care to join me in a villainous laugh?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Suit yourself.
You turn a line item debenture into a positive accrual for the purpose of reporting depreciation on non-animal goods.
Chauncey, I am a robot, and I find you extraordinarily dull.
Boop!
Are there any humanoids who call you friend?
I travel so often I don't have time to maintain social interactions of any significance. Besides, friends are an unnecessary non-deductible.
Seeing that I do not have a heart, but rather a positronic brain, and instead of feelings, I have a patented sensomatic empathy registry, I still cannot help but notice that friendship is something that humans seem to require.
Not this human, fella. Why don't you keep your opinions to yourself?
Gladly, as long as you don't share any more tips on accounting.
Fine.
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 Are you stuck in a loop? Do you need rebooting?
I'll reboot you, you jostling junk heap.
No need for name calling. Boop, beep. Jerk.
Andromeda, quick, over here.
What is it, Rocket Red? A giant laser cannon? A doomsday germ? A giant fire-breathing dinosaur?
No, it's the commissary.
What's so special about the commissary? A ship this big probably has a very hungry crew.
I think it's more the patrons you should be paying closer attention to.
Holy space ghosts! Am I seeing double or triple or septuple?
What you're seeing, my young friend, is an army of clones.
Clones?
I've only heard of it, theoretically. And basically, a team of scientists take a piece of human being, then chemically extract their life essence, which they then grow in petri dishes over the course of years to make identical copies of people.
Like a cookie cutter?
Only in this case, the cookie cutter is a microscopic laser and the dough is a blob of human cells.
Yuck! That's as gross as that story you told me about the birds and the bees.
Oh, someday you might feel differently, young friend. Just as long as you don't feel that way about a bird.
I've never even seen a bird in real life. Only on my holographic encyclopedia. But I still don't understand everything. When does the bird take the bee to the malt shop? And where do they even find interspecies sock hops?
It's a complicated process, to be sure.
I can't believe anybody ever gets born.
Well, those folks weren't born, really. They were made in a lab.
Imagine how many Mother's Day cards their mom gets.
I'm afraid to say that their mother, in this case, is more likely to be Dr. Fang than whoever gave birth to the first of those clones.
You know more than you say.
Who are you?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to drop your space blaster pistol, miss. I assure you, I mean no harm.
Then why don't you put down your weapon?
I'm afraid I can't trust your intentions, as of yet. But I know well who you are, Rocket Red, and I think I can help you.
And that is why you would qualify for a self-maintenance discount at line 447 on page 3. Your owner is an idiot for not taking that deduction. She's losing 14 space kopecks of the COPS money every annual cycle.
Bleep, bloop. I wish there was a way to shut you down and ignore you. But I'm programmed to obey a direct order. Boop.
A direct order, eh?
Only from my owner. Boop.
Well, technically, you were commissioned from the Professor Rossum factory at Central Order, thus making you property of the entire COPS. And as I am a duly appointed representative of their authority, with full rights and privilege thereof, that would make me your owner.
Boop, bop, beep. That does compute.
Really?
No. Boop. What kind of idiot do you take me for?
It was worth a shot.
I'm an advanced model XT9. I'm immune to illogical loops and other simple bamboozling that would try to turn me against my owner.
Fine.
Besides, better villains than you have tried and failed.
I am no villain.
I am equipped with the most state-of-the-art sensors to detect duality, narcissistic tendencies, and the capacity for evil, and you rate at a 43%, or as I call it, boop, a possible lackey, or beep, middle manager.
Now see here, you clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collisionist junk.
I can only report the data to the best of my ability. Bloop. If you would like a full printout, I can prepare one for you at the conclusion of this mission.
There is not a villainous bone in my body. I am tried and true.
When have you been tried? It would adjust my data to know.
Well, once everybody in the office decided to leave 5 minutes early for a 3-day weekend, but I stayed right up until coo-witting time. That counts.
Ooh, you are integrity incarnate. I rescind my earlier findings.
Good. That'll teach you to impugn the character of a good, honest...
Halt! Oh, no. Intruders!
So wait, don't shoot, nice Mr. Lizard Man.
And why shouldn't I?
Because I can help you.
Boop. Told you so.
Where are you taking us?
Shh. You must be quiet.
Oh, otherwise what? A heinous mutant lizard man will hold me at gunpoint?
Look, I admire your ability to be brash in any situation, Rocket Red. But we are trying to avoid detection from Dr. Fang and my many clones.
Your clones?
That is right, for I am the very first Corporal Michael McCaffrey.
You'd better explain exactly what is going on here, then.
Here, into this storage chamber.
I'm only going to put up with this nonsense for a little bit longer, McCaffrey. Now, spill the Kramerian beans.
It all began about 5 years ago. I was a new recruit in the COPS, assigned to what I thought was a grunt detail, guarding a high-security science lab. At first, it was boring, but then that was about to change.
Yes, ma'am. McCaffrey, reporting for duty.
Yeah, fantastic. Your main job is to keep everyone out of this lab.
Of course, ma'am.
Especially my supervisors.
Well, that doesn't sound quite right.
Would you mind stepping into this chamber over here?
I don't see why not.
That searing pain you're feeling, Mr. McCaffrey? That is your body acclimating to its shiny new lizard components.
Wait, my what? My...
I finally perfected a way to hybrid man and beast into one machine that can be used in my quest to rule the galaxy.
You can't do that!
I'm afraid it's already begun, my dear Mr. McCaffrey. And I'm afraid the condition will be permanent.
And that's how you became a monster?
I only look like a monster. Once the experiment was proven successful, Dr. Fang cloned me to make an army to carry out her fiendish goal.
You poor fella!
Andromeda, you know that the thing I hate most in the entire universe is evil.
You betcha!
But the thing I hate just behind that is pointless talking when there's action to be done. Hee-ya!
Ah! Oh!
Ha ha! Justice! I'll just take this pistol, thank you!
Willikers, Rocket Red! That was the fastest I've ever seen you disarm anyone!
The constant cloning and experimentation has rendered him weak. I don't think he ever meant to hurt us.
Of course I didn't! I said that! Ow!
All the same, I don't like being held at gunpoint! Apology accepted. Now, I think you probably know where Dr. Fang's central command center is, don't you?
I can't go back there.
Don't worry, we won't be staying long.
Considering what a pushover you are, I'm ready to face an army of yous.
I don't think you understand. No amount of clones can equal the sheer unbridled insanity of the Ridicularium.
You know, the more I hear about this thing, the less I want to see it.
Oh, come now, Andromeda. Can't be as bad as the slime caves of Gorge 17.
Ah, I sure hope not.
Or as obnoxious as the all-opera singing flamingos of Gar 2.
Oh, man, those were so annoying.
And it can't be as unspeakably horrible as the endless Senate on Burnzania, where every citizen is a politician.
I don't even want to hear about that place.
Come on, then, my comrade-in-arms. We can defeat any menace, no matter how menacing it may sound on the surface.
You'll be sorry.
Well, you'll be sorry if you don't get your sorry carcass up and get moving.
That's the spirit.
We're doomed.
No one is doomed, so long as they have friends.
And a pocket knife, oxygen supply, and reconstitutable hickory chicory coffee.
Off we go.
Like I said, doomed.
We found these intruders wandering around the hallway in Sector V4.
And how did you miscreants wind up on my ship?
I am Chauncey Avon of the Central Order of Planetary Societies, Official Central Command, Bookkeeper, First Class, Accounting Division. I was on conducting a routine evaluation of COPS Commander Rocket Red when you attacked us, in clear violation of the Intergalactic Planetary Peace Coalition Accord of 3145.
Oh, how quaint. The middle manager.
Why does everyone keep calling me that?
And how did you manage to escape certain death?
Ooh, I assisted Mr. Avon into a rocket suit and helped make good his escape to your vessel.
Just you two?
Ooh.
Why have you not been melted into scrap or burned into ash, respectively? Must I do everything around here, McCaffrey?
They made a very convincing plea for their temporary safety.
And what would that be?
We have information regarding Rocket Red. Ow!
What he boop, meant to say is, we are very adept at scrubbing floors or plotting hyperspace pathways.
I already hate the crew I have, Metal Man. Throw these morons out an airlock.
Wait!
I don't take orders, you weaselly man.
Please?
That's more like it. You have exactly 3 common time units before I have McCaffrey put you through violent decompression. If you are pretending to have a speech impediment to garner my sympathies, you have severely misjudged your audience.
Don't do it, Chauncey.
Don't do what? What do you know, peon?
This is your test, Chauncey.
I tire of this. Hand me a blaster rifle, McCaffrey. I'll disintegrate this useless lump myself.
Rocket Red is on the ship.
Told you.
Boop.
You are evil.
Oh, that is interesting. So why don't I take this information and destroy you now?
Because I have a raised radio frequencyometer that can lure her into a trap of your choosing.
And why don't I simply scour the ship for her?
Because that'd be a needless expansion of time and effort. And considering all the myriad of details that need taking care of in a galactic takeover of this magnitude you're planning, why give Rocket Red the time to build up her defenses? Plus the element of surprise?
Oh, I like that. What do you suggest?
Simple. There's nothing Rocket Red likes better than an innocent in distress.
But of course. Though I'm guessing she can't possibly care much for you.
No, not me. But I think we have an innocent in distress at our disposal.
Leap, boop, goom.
Come in, Rocket Red. Mayday!
Chauncey, this had better be an emergency.
Shh. It's Dr. Fang. She's captured Bleepy. She's going to, disassemble him and reverse-engineer her own atomic robot man.
Oh, no! That jams my thrusters! Not only is she going to kill Bleepy, she's going to invalidate his warranty.
We have to do something!
Come in, Chauncey. Where has she taken Bleepy?
Shh! I will holofax you the directions. Hurry!
No time to waste! Hurry, everyone!
We should probably stop to think about this. It could be a trap.
We have to take that chance, Mr. McCaffrey.
Would you call me McCaffrey Prime? I really need to feel, different.
Of course. Individualism is the bedrock of freedom.
Within reason.
Within reason.
Thank you. Can I have my pistol back?
I think I'll keep it for just a bit longer. Now, come along, McCaffrey Prime. We need to help Bleepy. Here, up ahead should be the place where I...
Put your hands up!
I don't think so.
No one's quicker on the draw than Rocket Red.
It was only a clone, but there's plenty more where that came from.
I'll wade through an army of McCaffreys to rescue my friend. Then Chauncey, too, I guess.
Behind you, Rocket Red!
Nice shot, Andromeda!
They all look exactly the same. It's like a holo game.
Could I maybe get my gun back now?
McCaffrey Prime, I can't fight off these clones and watch my back at the same time.
Look out! Wow, that was way too close for comfort.
I thought I was a better shot. These clones can't aim for squat.
Maybe these clones aren't as good as Dr. Fang thinks they are.
Ha! I've got the drop on you!
Seriously? When are you clones gonna catch on? You keep attacking one by one.
Got him!
And you should really attack all at once! What is it, Andromeda? I'm kind of busy here.
Rocky Red?
Quiet, Andromeda! There's no time for that now! We have clones to battle!
I think you better look over there.
What?
Oh.
Apparently I did figure out how to attack all at once. I'm no dummy.
Drop your weapons, Rocket Red! Not even you can fight off 1,000 soldiers.
Well, not at once, no. Now, discretion is the better part of valor in this case, I suppose.
Now come with us! You too, Prime.
What? No, I'm the last one of you. I mean, us.
Nice try, but we're no dummy.
This is making my head hurt.
Sit tight, Andromeda. We'll find a way out of this mess yet.
But will they? Our heroes are surrounded by Dr. Fang's fiendish clones. And what of the much-feared Ridicularium? We'll find out after this!
Oh, Mom! Bacon and eggs for breakfast again!
Billy Pilgrim, what's gotten into you? You always used to love breakfast.
Maybe it's what you're serving, Mrs. Pilgrim.
What do you mean, Mr. Announcer?
You can't serve today's modern children that same old breakfast fare. Scientists at the Hickory Chickory Coffee Research Laboratories have determined that today's youth require the boost, vim, and vigor that can only be provided with a steaming mug of Hickory Chickory Coffee.
But I heard coffee stuns a child's growth.
Why, that's just an old superstition. Like thinking cats steal a baby's breath or believing in sea monsters.
I see.
Our scientists have determined in laboratory conditions that fully 99.998% of children would benefit from the extra energy and up-at-atomness that can only come from coffee. Just look.
Wow, that's great! I feel like I'm unstuck in time!
See? He likes it! Look at him go!
I'm convinced. Thank you, Hickory Chickory Coffee.
What about you, Mrs. Middle America Housewife? Don't you want your children to have that extra playfulness and boost of alertness? Just make sure to serve them the very best Hickory Chickory Coffee.
Ow! My chest hurts!
That's just the vim kicking in! Keep drinking, Billy! That's Hickory Chickory Coffee, now in fun kids flavors! Chocolate, vanilla, fruit berry, ginger snap, bubble gum, and glycerin. That's Hickory Chickory Coffee, the coffee with something extra, and also chicory.
My left arm is sore.
And now, back to the future-tastical adventures of Rocket Red. When we last left our intrepid adventurers, they had been captured by the McCaffrey clones and were on their way to the heinous Dr. Fang. Let's join them now for the final act of today's adventure.
Get moving, you!
Hey, quit pushing!
Keep your head, Andromeda. A good space cadet looks for weaknesses she can exploit.
And always keeps an extra laser pistol in her boot. I remember.
You have an extra pistol in your boot? I'll take that.
A good space cadet also learns when not to talk.
I understand.
Like this situation.
I getcha.
Like exactly right now.
Roger.
Never mind.
Oh, I thought we were doing comedy banter to distract the clone guards while you deactivated these electro handcuffs and slipped free, battling them all with your bare fists.
And you were doing a great job, chum, but I just can't figure the mechanism on these handcuffs.
That is because I improved the design, Rocket Red.
My compliments to you, Dr. Fang. They're quite impenetrable.
Thank you. I'm delighted that we get this chance to meet face to face after all.
I wish the feeling were mutual.
Oh, now, don't be all like that. After all, you are in the presence of the conqueror of the galaxy.
You aren't the first person to say that to me. And you, like all those others, will be entirely wrong.
I could carry on with this banter all day long. When one is the captain of a ship staffed entirely with clones, well, let's just say you hear all the same stories.
I don't suppose you'd consider keeping us alive just to spice things up around here?
Well, young miss, while I'm sure that the life of Rocket Red is quite interesting, it's nothing compared with ruling the universe.
Were you planning on boring us to death? I thought I heard something about a Ridicula doohickey.
It's referred to as the Reticularium. And you and your friends will be the final test of my hideous machine before I unleash it upon the unsuspecting galaxy.
Cloning a crew was a bad move because you are one chatty Cathy. You must be seriously lonely up here.
Ah! You try my patience, Rocket Red.
Try mine! You'll live longer.
Enough! If you won't bow to my superiority now, you most certainly will in a few short hours. McCaffreys, take them to the Reticularium!
Whenever a villain goes, bwa-ha-ha-ha-ha, that's never a good sign, Rocket Red.
Keep your wits, Andromeda. We'll be all right.
This is the chamber where all your nightmares will come to be. The mechanism of your ultimate demise. The room where your brains will turn to goo, run from your ears, and puddle together in a truly horrifying fashion.
Yuck! You're weird, lady.
That's doctor to you. Now, throw them in the Reticularium!
Hey! Oh, bleepy!
Beep-bop. Hello. I tried to contact you, but this room is equipped with some sort of Faraday shield. It blocked our communicator signals.
I'm glad you're okay.
For now, I've seen this room destroy even the most hardy servo bots.
Where's Chauncey?
He turned Benedict Arnold and used me as robo bait.
That swine! Wait until I get my hands on him!
Wow, that didn't take long.
Wait until I get my hands on a billion space gobecks! Darn!
Chauncey, I hear you are behind this.
No, no, not at all.
Liar! Boop!
Well, I mean, yes. But I didn't have a choice. Dr. Fang was going to kill me. Me! I had to buy some more time for you to come save me. I mean, defeat her.
So you're not so much a turncoat as a coward?
Exactly. But I'm still alive.
There's little difference between the two. Cowards get tossed out the airlock many times before their eventual matter disintegration. The valiant never fly into the heart of the sun but once.
Don't quote Space Spirit me. We can't all be heroes.
Actually, everyone in this room except for you is.
On that point, what exactly is up with this room?
It has been nominal since my arrival.
Apart from that hum.
And the sense of impending doom.
It looks a lot like a lot of tiny holoview screens.
With standard keypad inputs. Not very terrifying on the surface of it.
Apart from those bloodstains on the floor.
Apart from that hum.
Everything ready to begin, Colonel McCaffrey?
Servers at full!
Activate!
Look, this is very, very important. Do not look at the screens.
But they're everywhere!
You must clamp your eyes shut. It is your only hope.
I can't close my eyes! How will I find a way out of here?
Look out! Oh, one of the screens! It's activated!
Don't look! Quickly, close your eyes!
I don't see why everyone is so scared. It's just a little video of adorable baby kittens!
Really? And that's kind of anticlimactic.
Let me see. It is kittens!
Boop! How cute. Look at them play with the ball of yarn.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
The Ridicularium is just warming up. Why don't you settle in and look at the pretty kitties?
Dr. Fang, I have to say, this is not really worth the build-up.
Disappointed? Give it a little time to take hold. McCaffrey, all screens activate!
This screen is nothing but products being unboxed. So dirty. Boop.
And the rest of these screens, it's like our own Alliance Holonet, only...
with doom. Turn away while you still can, Rocket Red.
Don't worry. Even you, Rocket Red, will be sucked into the Ridicularium.
Look at this garbage. Looped animation of people getting hit in the groins. Fake celebrity photographs and specious articles. Marketplaces of junk and... and unproductive bickering about useless minutia. I must join this argument and split hairs.
With the keypad, I can look up more videos of baby animals and guns and baby animals with guns.
This is so naughty. An endless parade of technology without covers. Boop.
It's an endless parade of unnecessary information.
Exactly. The most evil inventions are always based on one simple thing taken to a ludicrous amount.
Like how the power of a nuclear explosion is the splitting of a single atom.
Yes. The Ridicularium is information, convenience, and connection with your fellow man, blown entirely out of proportion until it takes over your life, squeezing your very brains from your skull with its never-ending content.
Who would fall for this?
All of your friends, it seems.
Andromeda! Hurry! We've got to get this door forced open!
I need to watch this video of a baby pangolin! It's only a minute long!
Now, Space Cadet!
Just a minute, I said!
You ignored a direct order!
Ooh, plasma cannon battlecruisers!
This isn't good!
On the contrary, Rocket Red, it is sublime!
Bleepy, come on! Use your emotionless robot positronic brain!
So many boop circuits. It's beautiful.
Chauncey! Why am I even trying to talk to you?
I think you'll find the proper term is inflammable.
You must close your eyes like me.
Nonsense! You can't shut out the world, McCaffrey Prime!
Look over on that screen, Rocket Red. It's a combat simulator.
So what? We use those in training exercises all the time.
But this one is tied to a social networking system that compares your scores to those of everyone in the galaxy.
The whole galaxy?
And you win virtual medals, which you can display to show everyone how much better you are.
Medals?
Yes, medals.
I do like medals. And being the best...
No, don't do it!
Oh, one little round can't hurt. After all, I'll smoke these newcomers lickety-split.
No, you can't. You're the only one who can get us out of here. Ah!
What? Hey, I was gonna play that.
It's our only chance, Rocky Red. I'll throw myself on this game, but you'll have to get us out of here.
You're right, McCaffrey Prime. What was I thinking?
Huh? Sorry, I was busy. Reload! Reload, dang it!
That was close! I need to figure a way out of here.
Give in, Rocket Red. There is no way to escape the Reticularium's constant demand for attention.
That's it! Chauncey!
I'm gonna go away. I'm busy arguing with these idiots. You've got the intelligence of a troll, and that'll show them.
But wouldn't it be better to stop engaging them and start your own flow of opinion?
What?
Here, use this onboard camera and tell everyone how you feel.
But my anonymity.
Yes, but the only people who really matter are those who originate.
Wait, what?
Why dogpile on someone else's opinion? State your own. Make your own set of rules. Create instead of tear down. Then you will control this system.
But it only takes a second to wreck it. It takes time to build.
I can see I'll have to do this myself. How do I get this thingamajig hooked in? Hello. I'm Rocket Red, defender of justice, champion of good, explorer of space... all-around awesome person. Now, I've flown all around this universe far and wide, and if I've learned anything, it's that Michael McCaffrey is an idiot.
Hey, that's not nice. I'm trying to help you out here.
Clone him all you want, and they still don't add up to one interesting personality.
Whoa, lay off, Rocket Red.
What are you doing? McCaffrey?
He could hit the broadside of a Martian barn with a 14 gigahertz laser cannon.
I'm not that bad. You get experiment on for 5 years straight and see how well you hold up.
Cease your ranting, Rocket Red. Look at that screen to your right. It's a virtual form.
And what's with his hair?
I was crossed with a lizard. What's your excuse, helmet hair?
And stupid! There's 100 of them cloned, and they don't even bother to get together and overthrow Dr. Fang!
What? It sounds like an army of me!
That's right, McCaffrey Prime!
What are they doing? Do we have to battle them?
I think you'll find it's quite safe now.
They're all using the terminals, lining up.
That's right, they can't resist the urge to reply to my criticisms, especially now that they were made public.
It's only human nature.
No, it isn't. It's the nature of carbon copies.
Look, they're dragging everyone away from their terminals.
Hey, we're talking about the original trilogy.
Wait, where are we? You narrowly avoided losing your brain to the Reticularium, Andromeda.
I've never seen anything so fiendish.
I'm sorry, Rocket Red.
It's okay, Bleepy. You're only human. Sort of.
I'm sorry, too.
Well, I'm not. Let me back in there. I need to see this new video about McCaffrey that everybody's showing to everybody else.
We're leaving now. Andromeda, you and Chauncey find us a way to get off this ship. Bleepy, you and McCaffrey Prime figure out a way to destroy the Reticularium. I'll deal with Dr. Fang. Hold it right there, Dr. Fang!
Must I? Really, Rocket Red, you have proven to be one annoyance after another.
A tad antsy because I so easily defeated your Reticularium?
The clone crew turned out to be a short-sighted error on my part. Science is nothing without experimentation. I'll know better for next time.
There won't be a next time, Dr. Fang. You're coming with me straight to the Central Justice Court on Marshall 9.
Like fun I am. Because you are about to see my one hobby apart from science. Laser epier!
Surely you must know that I am the all-galaxy brilliant medalist in laser epier.
I'm pretty sure I blew all your metals into their component molecules about an hour ago.
I'm thinking the only medal you ever got was for evil.
I wish! It's a nice goal, though, isn't it?
Prepare to taste my laser!
Anyone else think that sounds a little...
Your radicularium wouldn't have worked out anyway. You can't turn everyone into a mindless zombie. Ha! Of course it can. It's a lure of endless distraction and the simulation of real human contact are irresistible. No red-blooded space cadet would sit on their behind all day when they could be out running and playing outside with their friends.
Are you for real?
Ah, I'm as real as Mom, Flag, and Blevgorian apple pie. I'm the poster child for an active lifestyle, which science has proven keeps your brain sharp.
Don't talk to me about science. Science has proven that people are lazy, impressionable, and just waiting to be used by those who are smarter, faster, and stronger.
And this is why you had to create friends in a lab.
Shut up! You self-righteous, preachy stick-up-your...
Now. I'll have none of your clinical talk, Dr. Fang. Looks like I'll have to wash your mouth out with soap.
Not likely.
Ah, but you see, I have backed you into a dead end.
But you will see. When I push this panel here, it leads to my escape capsule! Until next time, Rocket Red!
Curses!
16.
Rocket Red! Where's Dr. Fang?
She escaped, sneakily.
That's the only way those types ever do. Quickly, I found a ship we can use to escape!
55.
What is that counting? Why don't we just take this whole battlecruiser back?
Blimmy tried to turn off the radicularium, but it propagated into the ship's central computer brain. The only resort was to set the ship to self-destruct.
Don't tell me.
50.
That's how many seconds we have?
Yep.
Then we better get a move on. I think we all learned something today about keeping technology in its proper place.
Beep. Indeed.
Looks like you're the only McCaffrey now.
I am! Thank you, Rocket Red. At last I am free. Free to forge my own path through life.
What will you do first?
I don't know. Where are you guys headed?
Back to home base. To return Chauncey to the Central Scrutinizer.
The Central Scrutinizer? Oh, no. Anyone but him. Can't I just do janitorial duty here?
I think you still have a lesson to learn. Justice is blind. And so is my rage at your betrayal.
Jeepers! I don't like the thought of Dr. Fang out there somewhere, Rocket Red.
Neither do I, Andromeda. But so long as there is creativity, individuality, and forthrightness, we will be able to conquer evil wherever it may occur.
Roger, Wilco!
That wraps up another exciting adventure of Rocket Red.
Hey there, Mr. Announcer!
Greetings, Rocket Red! Say, I know you're pretty tired after this week's adventure, but I wonder if you might be able to answer a listener's letter.
Of course! I'm always happy to answer questions for the kiddies!
This week's letter comes from Modesto, California. 11-year-old Georgie writes, Dear Rocket Red, I really like some of your earlier adventures. Do you ever wish you could go back and do them over with even more monsters and amazing sound effects? Signed, Georgie Lucas.
No, Georgie. Looking back is for losers. A space cadet always looks straight ahead and goes warp speed. Until next time, boys and girls, Rocket Red away!
Rocket Red and the Radicularium of Dr. Fang was written and directed by Keith Suda. It starred Shayna Gibson as Rocket Red. Sadie Cassavaugh as Dr. Fang and Mrs. Pilgrim. Sarah Jackson as Andromeda. Ryan Cassavaugh is Chauncey. And the man of over 20,000 voices, Christian McDaniel as Bleepy, McCaffrey, McCaffrey Prime, and Billy Pilgrim. And I'm yours truly, Mr. Announcer. Music and sounds by Mr. Rob Robinson. Special thanks to the Equinox Theater and KGLT-FM. This week's episode is dedicated to the memory of Douglas Adams. Be sure to come back next week when we present a new mystery from Ryan Cassavaugh that puts a whole new twist on some of your favorite characters in Strayed and Holmes, Holmes to Rent. Until then, remember, don't close your eyes.